dwelling unit ordinance and draft to move forward to the next meeting for a public hearing. And there was a second. All in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Aye. That motion carries.
Okay. Do you want to approve the accessory dwelling unit application now, or do you want to wait till the next meeting? Or do you just want to get it done?
We can do that.
It's up to you.
Yes, I believe we should, if you guys are amenable to that.
Okay, so I can, do you want me just to amend the other, we'll do it separate. So the accessory dwelling unit application, I make a motion to approve that.
Motion is made. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. We'll move on with that one. Okay. Item number four, update application for short-term rental renewals. In our work session, again, at this evening, we reviewed that. Any discussion?
Do we have to go to a public hearing? Carrie?
No, this is just the application.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion that we accept the changes that have been made to that. And
okay, there's been a motion. Is there a second? There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. We'll go on to, oh man, I thought this was going to be 9 o'clock meeting tonight.
No, now we're down to the 7th. Wow.
Okay.
I'm just keeping it on there because I guess I'll have to create.
Didn't they say that they were going to help you write?
Yeah.
Before you did talk to them about this other issue of somebody being in a floodplain?
Well, the Forbes up there. And I asked them about what do we do when we have to renew a conditional use permit for a short-term rental that's in a flood zone? And she said, that's a good question. If it's an existing building, there's really nothing you can do. I said, well, we're allowing, them to have the public up there.
I would think in their mind that they know they're in a floodplain, but I think that we are obligated by what we went through with them.
Yeah.
Well, there's
some
kind
of official notification that in that event that we at least we notify them that.
If they wanted to buy flood insurance, don't we have to let them know that they're in a floodplain so that they can actually
Got validation from the county that we know that they are by the research that's been done.
And then they could go get flood insurance, because you can't just go get flood insurance.
Yeah, then they could look at the maps, too, and use the maps by showing that they're in a floodplain. But we validated to them. Or acknowledge to them that we know they live in one.
And those six lots below that log cabin, they're going to have to do a separate permit.
Yes.
Since he
hasn't built on any of those other ones yet, that's when it's a new construction, we can say, you got to do this flood permit application.
You're talking about the other development down the road?
Yeah.
Sheep Creek, where he hasn't built on.
Six more.
What's his name?
Neil Wall.
Yeah, Neil Wall. Okay.
He's got six more lots down there that he.
Right.
I haven't seen any activity, but.
No.
Well, he added enough onto his house for maybe.
It's a mansion.
All of us and 10 more to live in it.
That garage alone. It's gorgeous.
So he didn't put up the Motel 8 sign?
No, I think he put up the Hilton sign.
So that was, my question as of now. New building, I understand, probably need to start working on that. Have them help me write that up and how we should maybe get Matt Tate involved. And, I don't know.
Well, I wonder, we look a little bit to some of our bigger counties. If any of these counties in the what we call six-class county. We are a six-class county. Sometimes in the fives and six-class counties, we might find somebody that's got a flat floodplain something.
Language.
Okay.
You know, that, well, at least we can say, yeah.
Isn't this relatively new, though, from the state?
No.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Even when I was back in the commission, and that was a long time ago, that we had maps then.
I think that when I was in management is when we did it.
Yeah.
I know, because I was part of that.
Yeah.
But it didn't go through FEMA, is what I'm wondering, because I couldn't find anything on FEMA. It wasn't like a...
It was
like
a state, state-organized floodplain.
Yeah, it was through the floodplain management of the state of Utah.
Because one thing that spurred that on here was just, where was Long's Park going to go? You know, if something happened to it.
Or another sheep creek.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Understandable.
Those couple things.
Okay. It always amazes me what she did get and what it didn't.
I'll keep it on there and we'll keep.
I know.
That water.
That training was so condensed that I was kind of like, what am I supposed to do? I was a little lost.
Well, and they admitted that. Yeah. That was a couple days?
What we should do with them is schedule them to do parts of the training with us. Even if they did an hour at a time or 2 hours at a time, but go over one section of it instead of how they did. They went...
Okay. I'll stay on top of it. I'll keep it.
They did say that they could do something like that with us.
Possibly, yeah.
There was another, while we're talking about training, just really quick, there was another training that me and you talked about. What was it now?
That short-term rental video that came out, and I asked Cordell if this was a good video that we could watch, and he said it was. So it's something it's okay to click on.
How long? Did you see it or watch it? Or?
I didn't watch it.
No. Okay, how
I
long?
I just made sure the email was
good. How length of time?
Asked him if the email was good, that it wasn't.
Okay.
Did you forward it to me?
I did, yeah.
And you forward it to us?
I wanted to make sure it was safe.
Maybe split a couple work sessions to watch it.
Pass us something that was... spam or a
fish. We'll invite town of Manila to come and, since we're all dealing with.
I know it's a safe email, I can forward it to Courtney.
If they want to come and watch it while we're watching it too, or.
Well, and the thing is, you could even invite Dutch John.
Well, and it's something you could even watch on your own. It's an email.
To me, I'd rather kind of, because I've done this in the other boards that I'm on and with some of the trainings, that one. There's plenty that we can watch on our own, but that one is such a lot more to it. That
I just think,
especially
that
if we can stop it,
because we can stop it.
We can stop and say, "Hey, what do you guys think about that? What they just talked, is that baloney, or is it something that we need to make a real point of in remembering what we're doing?"
Yeah, the thing, we just updated our short-term rental ordinance, and this could possibly we're always able to make changes to it.
It might help us in addressing certain people and situations, things too.
100%.
You know, the thing that probably irritates all of us is everybody that wants to do this in the last second. You know,
just before summer starts.
So.
That one.
Hello there, and welcome to today's webcast.
How long? 30 minutes. Oh, so we can schedule that in a work session.
We could, our next work session.
Do you want to do that?
Well, I'd really get it done sooner than later, because we're going into the busy time.
Oh, hell yeah, we are.
And we're probably our work sessions.
So do it like the 29th or 30th of this month.
You're not funny.
No.
What's that? Your vacation?
No, she's going to be gone. My hip surgery on the 26th.
I'm going to be on my own next couple weeks.
If you think she's crazy now, you just wait until she has to do it all on her own.
Scattered. I'm trying to keep all this straight.
Sorry, I'm giving her bad time.
Gonna kick her butt.
She's going to come over to the hospital and drag my ass over here.
I might, Tammy.
They make you walk.
I'm going to be calling you. How do I do this renewal?
Right after the surgery.
The interesting thing about the hip surgery, they told us, is that they get you up right after surgery.
Uh-huh.
And if you are able to do some of the things, they don't even keep you overnight anymore.
Yeah.
There's a guy right over here that had both of his done same time. He said he was up.
Walking
that day.
Yeah, when I did my last knee, I had to go to the bathroom when I got back. I think a bedpan or something like that. But, oh, no, they made me get up and walk.
Knees are the worst.
That stuff is
a piece of cake.
Okay. Well, the thing is, if you want to watch it individually, and then we could watch it again as a group if we get time. I mean, I can put it on the next agenda and see what's on the next agenda, and then we could discuss it again. Just so you kind of
we should probably
maybe watch
see it sooner than later.
Maybe watch it, and then we can watch it again, or we can have just. It's up to you, Chad.
What do you guys want? I mean, what do we have for work session, possibly? We've covered a lot.
Maybe
the
floodplain stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that,
well,
I think
let's plan a half an hour
okay. For
this and the remaining time for the floodplain, if we've got any additional information for that.
Okay, and
the next work session.
Do you want, like, 10 minutes for the public hearing for the ADU?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So like at 6:50 or 5:50,
yeah.
Do the public hearing.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah,
that'd be fine.
10's plenty because Sarah's the only one's going to show up.
I'll bring popcorn.
I don't know. I could talk to you about this after. Have you seen the state code about municipalities? State code. They're going to require you to have accessory dwelling units. I'll give you a copy of it. I was reading.
We just went through our ordinance book, and we were just discussing this at our last work session.
ADUs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've seen the state code that you guys
They're
might
want to... They're moving at a different number.
Do with it.
Okay. How many, and everything.
Yeah, they are...
And we're just going to do the same thing. These are going to make it. The counties do it next year.
Okay.
You know, maybe.
But then, yeah, the cities and towns are going to get... First.
I think it's passed. I'm not sure the governor has signed it yet. So, I can send it to Courtney. What I found. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Ready to zip through these others?
Chicken Creek West.
So we're tabling the number 7, right?
Yes.
Well, it's just discussion,
yeah,
not consideration. So
yeah,
it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no.
Keep it on every time.
Okay.
But we'll move inch at a time on that one.
That's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like we did the other one that we finally got.
Okay. Building permit reports. Do you guys want to review that really quick?
Oh, I know. You need to put this on a big sheet so we can read it.
Oh, I know. Well, if you want me to, I've created another one. If you want me to, I've created... another one for Matt, because he wanted me to take off all the ones that are closed, so I have two running. I have one with everything on it, and I have one for Matt that's completed, so he doesn't have to do it. So which would you rather see, the one that's where the finals are done? Because that would really eliminate a lot of these old ones.
Yeah,
anything in red here is final.
Right.
So would you guys rather see those copies and not these?
And maybe it's a little bit bigger print, if it can be.
Yeah, it can be.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean...
I know.
She can put it on a ledger.
My,
it won't let me print a ledger.
My three lines that I can see right here, it's almost hard to get to the last one.
My arms aren't long enough.
I'll show you which one that you can put it on.
To print to ledger?
On the big,
okay.
Bigger sheet.
Because I've tried to print it to... Mine doesn't say ledger. It says something else, and it won't let me print.
I think it's...
But we'll work on that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's weird.
So the last one I sent you guys out... The garage for Ryan Alt.
Yes.
Did that one look okay? They're currently putting in a manufactured home. I have the permit for that, and now they're bringing in this bigger garage.
I think the only question was the square footage of the lot.
The lot coverage.
The lot coverage.
Yeah.
Right on the button. 25%,
and they can have 30. So, and he's
needing
all his setbacks.
12,000 square feet, and it was 2,500.
Yeah.
So
he could maybe bring in another little shed if he wanted. And he is meeting his 15-foot. He's off the easement on the back, and he's 30 feet from the front, and he's got a 15-foot on. So he's meeting all his setbacks. If you guys are good with that one, I'll send it on
the
map.
The only thing I noticed in that, what's the name of the barn company?
Roper.
Roper.
they've got a mezzanine.
No, no, what he's going to use that for?
You got to tell him that they can't
be storage.
They can't be up there camping.
Okay, I'll put it on his.
Especially with cars and boats and gasoline in there.
I'll put it on his permit that it's accessory storage only, can't occupy.
Right.
Okay. The other one I sent out to you guys, Colton and Kalisha Christensen, were you good with theirs?
Yeah, I thought it looked okay. They turned it sideways.
It sits a little wonky. So I took their shortest distance for their setbacks and not the longest.
Okay, so I'm looking at that, and I think I know the reason why they did that. Yeah. Will it fit that way with wanting to put a garage in?
Probably.
Well, yeah, because they've got an acre, so.
Okay.
But she said.
But I thought they turned it because they wanted to make sure they could put a garage in.
Maybe I didn't ask her why she turned it. She said something like they wanted enough room because still the big tractors and stuff go in and out there.
Yeah, so. And where we don't allow the garages on the front.
Yeah.
They were trying to figure out how.
Yeah, I haven't. Maybe I'll talk to Kalisha.
I've talked to both of them.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I did not suggest moving it like that, but I think that's why they did.
That's why they did it.
Yeah.
Out on Binion.
Oh, okay.
Ned Brady's property. Yeah, okay. They split an acre off.
We were talking about Harper's Landing, and I couldn't place it down there.
Yeah.
No, up here.
Okay.
Off from Binion Lane.
And you said that near, yeah.
Yeah, they split off Ned Brady. Split an acre off. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
All right, so.
I don't see anything wrong except that Brett Reynolds needs to hurry up and get his shit together.
I'll call him and let you say that to him.
He already knows. I complain every dang day, and it's not his fault.
No, okay. Well, he's texted me twice since that meeting. Since he was on, but it was nothing to do with this meeting. It's the next one I got to go with him that he wants a lot of money from.
Yeah, if we could just get the cabinet guy to finish, we'd be done.
Okay.
I told Brett it's going to happen. This next week or two, because I'll have my hip done and I can't do a dang thing about it.
And are you living in your mom and dad's place?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How much snow did you get?
About 15 inches.
Really? Good.
Wet, heavy, yucky snow.
Oh, no, that's good.
Well, it'll be good
full
for the
water.
Environment. It wasn't good when I was trying to get to Vernal.
Oh, that's too bad.
I went out and shoveled the one truck off, all the window and that, and I started the truck and I went to get in it and the door was locked. And no spare key. Then I had to wade through the snow clear up to my thighs to get the other ones shoveled off. Anyway.
Well, I like seeing the video of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them in.
Put a condominium across the hill that has a garage.
Oh, right over there.
Land use violations.
I've seen it. He's got four on that corner now.
And I, you know, Joseph is supposedly supposed to be collecting evidence, so I guess I'll have to ask him, where are you at on this? And he lives right there. You can see what's going on. I'm not supposed to be doing it. An officer is supposed to be, but I've seen it.
And I saw a lot of people out.
The other one that we talked about is on here?
That's behind my place.
Oh, that's behind your place?
Oh, yeah, they were out.
Are they the ones building or not building?
Not building.
No, so
the
that's
ones building are okay.
The ones building are okay.
The other ones, and it was both of them, and they had multiple vehicles there.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 9 and probably 10 on the list, those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So, have they gotten any word? Have we sent them anything?
Have we sent them anything?
They were probably, yes, the number 9 on our list.
Okay.
Yes, they were sent something.
I don't have a number 9.
But they're the...
How do you do the 9s? I guess
you got to look at the violation. You're on building permit.
We're on 9. 9 here.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah, there is
no. It was... probably, because I didn't, because nothing's changed on it, so I probably didn't print new ones. I'm sorry.
We don't have it.
Yeah, those
I was
two.
Really bad about these packets this
No, price. There's another one there, too.
Well, that last one, I think, in Atwood, I think they are... Aren't they building on all three lots in that right behind you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I just looked on Onyx last night, and there's more than those names that are there.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm going to look at whose names they are.
Well, if you want to let me know who I need to add to the list to have Joseph investigate.
Where we at?
And there was people in those two trailers that are there along the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the thing
they have
is,
the full hookups and everything.
Yeah.
On the cross, across from, they have a house on the property, though, so that one's a little trickier.
It's what?
Yeah,
they have house. They have a dwelling on the property. But I know those trailers, they stay more than 14 days. So that's against
the trailers stay, but I don't think the people do.
No.
It is green ones, both of them.
Okay.
Both lots.
Yeah.
There's Jonathan and Edgar. Okay. According to this.
Okay. I'll have to...
Okay.
I can't seem to get.
Yeah, when I drove by there coming here, I thought, holy cow.
You can keep that, Alan.
KOA campground.
Oh, I know. Well, that one weekend, there was six trailers there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys allow campers just to park anywhere and camp?
Nope, not without a building permit.
Are you having issues with it?
Well, they do have issues with it, but...
What do you guys do about it? How do you handle it?
I'm still learning.
Okay.
Kathy said that it has to go through the sheriff's department.
Okay, that's
so
what, that's our dealing.
We're dealing with that, too.
Sheriff's department.
And,
that's why Joseph.
And validating that that's in fact what they've done, and they've been there enough, and we get that. So, okay.
Same issues.
So I guess my thought is, where you guys have seen it, can you send him a violation letter? Or is that the attorney?
Has to go through, can't want him to go through him. He wants to verify. He doesn't want me just sending out letters and then coming back where they're not in violation. So
okay.
All these have to go through Kent now.
Well, and that was partly because of our prior problems that we had.
Yeah,
okay,
where they actually had a their own trailer parked there. And
yeah, Kent's doing them now.
Yeah, okay. So that planning
zone. That one guy down by you is not doing anything. When is he supposed to move all that out?
I don't know. By June, right? Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah,
that,
and he hasn't done anything.
So it goes to jail after June?
The one with all the accessory buildings and the
looks like
trailer.
A compound.
Maybe I could buy one of them through somebody else.
Kent is handling that. It's went to the court, so it's kind of out of
our... And I haven't seen anybody up there.
Yeah.
No, but didn't that actually go to court?
It did.
Yeah.
And he's got to comply.
I think it's on the list that he's supposed to comply by June.
Yes, I remember the mold.
The what?
The mold, isn't it?
No. Oh, that was Mr. Billy.
There's a trailer with mold?
The one
his trailer.
That's
yeah,
the
his
one.
Trailer.
Isn't it? No, I don't know. I don't know.
I
don't
know.
I don't
know.
Because they could replace it with another single wide, but they can't replace it with a double wide.
Bill West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be that one. Because you said that's the problem with it. It's all full of mold.
Well, I think he came and talked to us about that. We told him what he could and couldn't do.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Okay.
So I don't know why he's going to commission.
Yeah, why is he talking to commissioners?
I am wondering why they go to commissioners and why they keep taking them.
We told him what he needed to do.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
well,
we probably need to tell the commissioners that, just so they know.
Yeah, I'll do.
Okay, remind them. Okay, we are down to item number 10, the planning and zoning bylaws. That's still being reviewed by the attorney.
Do you want me to just put this on the next agenda? Because these happened when Vicki was here. It's been this long. And he just said that they were, what's the word I'm looking for?
Numbered.
And,
the formatting.
The formatting,
weird.
Thank you. That's so the formatting was weird. So I fixed that. I think that's the only thing you said that needed fixed.
Well,
can
you
just move on these?
Yeah, we're gonna bring it to the next agenda.
Or can we just move it? Because we've approved it.
No.
I thought we did. I thought we approved the bylaws.
No.
We just sent it to him to have him look at it before we sent it to him.
And then
the
he said something like the formatting was off, that needed fixed.
But let's just send it to us. Hopefully, and I'm not telling you that I can, but I will try to read through it again. But let's all of us try to read through it again. If there's anything that pops out to you, then okay.
But then put it on the agenda for next week or next.
I'll send them again.
Yeah.
And I got to find them again.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I'm kidding.
Okay.
It's been so long.
Item number 11. Permitted conditional uses in residential and commercial zones. Okay.
I can't remember. I know we put the residential ones to a public hearing. Do you guys remember if we did the commercial zone? Did we hold a public hearing on those? I'll have to look and see. I thought we did. Okay. I'll double check that.
Okay. Review the commercial zones.
Yeah, if we sent that.
Okay.
I'm forgetting things now. They're getting so old. I'll make sure. If not, you want a public hearing along with the ADU
but
on the commercial
zone.
I'll see if we haven't done one.
Because that's been a long...
It's been a long time because they wanted that water one done.
Yeah.
So these got put on the back burner, but I didn't want to forget about them, so I keep them on the agenda.
Okay.
But if we haven't held a public hearing on the commercial stuff, can we schedule one for next month, like 5 minutes? Nobody comes to them.
Well, in case we have a full room, we've got to be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
The other one, 5 minutes, too.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and then if it's so be it, if there's people that want to address certain issues, we just go with it.
We can, okay, handle, okay, I'll
have,
make sure.
We'll have to move those other items.
I know we did the residential one, but I couldn't remember if we did the commercial one or not. I'll check that. Okay.
Okay. All right, having completed all of the agenda items, I just wanted to let you guys know that we don't have any applications yet. We've been told that there was some interested people wanting to be on the board. I don't know if you guys know what it takes in order to do what we do. One of them that talked to me about it, I know will be good.
Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one, I know him, but I don't know him well enough. But I think he has a perspective that we might enter into some healthy debates and...
He may have an agenda.
And may be unhealthy debates, okay, on it. So I always felt like in the past on boards that I've served on, I don't think neither one of them are the okay type of people that I like people that are what if. What about that? Have we ever considered this? The things out of the box.
Yeah, think out of the box,
you know,
and make sure we don't get in trouble.
And so, and I'm not so much that way. I'm a lot more. I have an accounting degree, so you guys know where I'm at. You know, if you know anything about the psychology of those kind of people, it's like that, and I don't see too far off. So, anyway, we'll just. But I'd like to get somebody on by the next meeting to just get them going in training. But I don't necessarily like four of us either. You know, in the event we split. Well, but you're
okay,
the alderman. You could be the sweater. You know, the sweat's over. Well, am I going to have to break the tie?
Okay. I'm going to talk to Carrie about like maybe I shouldn't be the alternate, guys. Just kidding.
Yeah.
She's trying to find every way
so
out
just
of it.
Just as long as we kind of try to maintain a number that isn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I asked Brian to get that back in the newsletter, and I don't know if he did or not. I'll run that by him again.
Okay.
Yeah, just submit to us again. We'll get it up there.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't ask you, but I asked Brian.
I have had very little luck putting it in the newsletter.
Yeah.
You have to live in the unincorporated part of the county.
Yeah.
We have had a member that was a part of the town once. It just...
That wasn't it.
It wasn't. You know, it was too much... What? Well, this is the way we do it in the town.
Right.
You know, and this... And it's really different in a lot of ways as far as...
Totally different rules.
The density things and that kind of thing. And, yeah. And it was just confusing to them. You know, why are we doing that? You know,
they don't understand, like, when you get into Ag 20 and somebody wants to build a house, you have to take out 1 acre.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. That's not a problem in the city because nobody's got 20 acres or more.
Well, maybe now. Well, it's probably coming. But they're going to develop it. Yeah, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. I've got three names in my head, and I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
It just goes that way.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, in some ways, I better not say, I hate to see ground go.
Me too.
You know, but,
could go that way, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that won't go that way.
Well, no.
Not in my lifetime. No, that is in a family that they...
The ones right here?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
They won't. They want
yeah,
to
they
be
did
ag,
something.
And they will remain that.
That was with John Tinker, and I know why he did it. And it all came to doing with the town of Dutch John.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was because him and your dad went up.
No. No. No,
but... Okay.
Okay.
We better get...
just to confirm, next meeting, June 16th, is everybody okay with that?
Hold on.
That's the third Tuesday, just to confirm.
I know.
My wife hasn't scheduled me for...
For something.
And then I need to ask you guys...
That's all I do.
The meeting in July, that's a week that the family scheduled our family vacation. I'm going to be gone the 21st. Just a heads up, if we need to move that one, if that would work.
If it wasn't so busy with our building permits and everything, I'd say let's take a vacation.
I agree, but I'm pretty sure July will be. We can play that one by
year.
So
that whole week you'll be gone.
Yeah.
So we either have to do it before or later.
So either, I don't know, the 14th or the 28th, but that's July. June is this, I'm here, June 16th is the next one, if that works for everybody.
I'm actually starting to
pull on. I mean, Tammy can always run the meeting in July. You could.
Well, I know yeah, I put that in here. I have a family reunion too. And hold on.
My family doesn't like each other that well, so we don't have any reunions.
Oh, we get together whether they like it or not. We're
we
going.
Do too.
Yeah. We're going.
I'll be gone June 22nd through the 25th.
Okay.
I'm good for the 16th.
You're good for the 16th?
I am too.
Okay.
I've already got it in here.
Okay.
But July...
Do you guys want to look at July?
July...
Yeah, I'm gone the 21st. Of course, I scheduled it that
week.
We need
to advertise it.
Yeah, and I can advertise it. You know,
yeah.
It has to be advertised.
We could do it
24 hours ahead. I mean, honestly,
but
if we do it the week before,
we
could. That the meetings change. But I'm just wondering what day will work for you guys. I mean, if you want to keep it on a Tuesday, either the 14th or the 28th.
I'm not the 28th. Well, my problem. No, I can't do it the 28th.
Okay.
I got kids that I'm helping with 4-H.
Oh, yeah, that's getting
that's
right
really
before
close
fair.
To the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
I can't.
Well, we can do it the week before.
It's 14th.
14th? What do you think?
July.
For which? Yeah. Which
I mean, we don't have to, but
July.
We can kind of tentatively look at dates just because I'm going to be gone. Unless Tammy wants to run the meeting, do everything.
I'm not. Well, there are doctor appointments in Rock Springs, so I'll be back.
On Tuesday?
Unless they keep me.
The 14th?
Yeah, I'm good for the 14th.
Okay. Well, like I said, if that changes, it's just kind of a heads up that...
And remind you that we can, you can be in this meeting on your telephone,
yeah,
in your car, I mean, you know, preferably stopped.
Your gurney.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Now you're getting really personal. Trying to get me dead?
No.
I've got enough problems.
Okay. So we'll talk about that, but possibly.
Yeah, just kind of a heads up that, yeah, I'll be gone.
Because I might be gone too. And,
yeah.
But
summers are hard.
But well,
I can't go anywhere because I have doctor's appointments almost every stinking week.
Yeah,
huh? I feel for you.
Feel sorry for
I
you.
Feel for you. Okay. Then that's determined. I will call a meeting adjourned.
7:35.